The candidate forum was moderated by Timmy Tellis of the Association of Alaska School Boards. She asked questions pulled from a community survey with more than 1,000 responses. One of those questions was, what did they learn about running schools in a pandemic? Dr. Justin Barnes says the pandemic revealed gaps in technology literacy for teachers and access for students.
It forced districts to really provide a lot of professional development if those teachers weren't ready for that. But what that also brought to our attention was just the availability. When we go back to the equity piece, talking about families that can't afford the internet, how do you adjust and make accommodations for those types of families?
Dr. Vicki Cartwright said schools need to be proactive with trying to figure out what comes next and be ready for that.
Just when you think you've been communicating thoroughly, go even further and make sure it's multimodal, because people are receiving communications from a variety of different ways. So actively reach out to your stakeholders and to your engagement groups.
Dr. Corey Weiss said schools need to keep the hygiene practices they learned, and administrators need to communicate clearly.
I think budgeting, one of the lessons we've learned is preparing for a rainy day, because it really rained over the course of the last year. Also, to always and most especially show appreciation and support for our teachers and for what they do.
There were also questions on equity for students, Native culture, military culture, restorative practices, and dealing with declining budgets. They are just part of the process the Board of Education will use to select the next superintendent. The candidates will be coming to Fairbanks in person next week to be formally interviewed by the Board of Education. The candidates, who are all white, were asked about serving a district as diverse as this one in Interior Alaska. Here's Justin Barnes.
It's a big push in our state that the cultural immersion is part of the curriculum here. And so that's something that I've done since living in Montana. But I think any time that you go into a new community, it's important that you understand the culture and what it's about, what they believe, and what they represent.
Barnes is currently superintendent of schools in Anaconda, Montana. It's a tiny district of about 1,100 students in 3 schools. He's worked in Montana school districts for the past 11 years and recently completed a doctorate in educational leadership. Here's Vicki Cartwright.
Deliberately having conversations with different stakeholder groups. It also includes students themselves. They have a lot to say. So all of these different constituents, it's critically important to listen to where are we doing well and where are we having areas of opportunity.
Cartwright just resigned her position earlier this month as superintendent of the Oshkosh Area School District in Wisconsin. It's just a little bit smaller than the Fairbanks North Star Borough District with about 10,000 students. She also worked with the Orange County Public Schools in Orlando, Florida. She has a background in music education and a doctorate in educational administration and supervision. Here is Corey Weiss.
The other side of that is making sure that when you're hiring staff that embrace the idea of this inclusivity, the idea of celebrating these cultures. And again, I think that's really essential, and it's something that I've tried to do at every stop that I've made in Alaska.
Weiss is the former superintendent of the Kashunimiut School District in Chivak, the tiniest district in Alaska with only one school. He now works for the Copper River School District. Weiss is originally from Texas and has a doctorate of education in transformational leadership. The district has posted a recording of the forum and is taking comments through a portal on the district website. Comments on the candidates can be submitted until noon tomorrow. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.